At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
What does every grocery store aisle now have in common? Products that come in paper packaging. And we don't just mean the obvious ones like cereal boxes and juice cartons. From beauty products to boxed water, there are more opportunities to go papertarian than ever before. So why should you? Because paper comes from a renewable resource and can be recycled up to 7 times. Simply put, it's the smart choice for the environment. And it turns out, the easiest choice for you. Learn more at howlifeunfolds.com/papertarian.
Follow the money.
That's what I always say. You always follow the money.
Yeah. This is Follow the Money with Mitch Moss and Pauly Howard on VSiN.
Here we go. It is Follow the Money on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. The show is brought to you by DraftKings. Mitch Moss, Pauly Howard with you. Live in downtown Las Vegas from the Circa Resort and Casino. Very busy 3-hour program lined up today, post-draft edition here of the show. Great guests throughout, including Matt Eumanns, to get his reaction to the draft in 30 minutes. He had a great draft. All of his picks were up on vsin.com. And, you know, we were told, Pauly, from all of the, quote, insiders, watch out, it's going to be a doozy. Craziness at the top of the draft of all these trades. That never happened. And despite that, it was still extremely wacky because of, call it whatever you want, one of the dumbest or the most inexplicable draft selections I can ever recall by the Atlanta Falcons. I said yesterday on the air that I was going to laugh out loud when the Broncos selected Bo Nix. I couldn't. I was still in a fog. Yeah. I was still in a haze from the Falcons taking Michael Penix.
Yep.
I still am today.
Mm-hmm.
Stunned over that pick.
Albert Breer tipped the pick, and I checked multiple times. Is this a parody account?
That's what I thought.
For whatever reason, I happened to be on X at the time, and he tweeted it out. I go, what? And then ESPN started showing Penix. I'm like, why are they showing Penix? And it, right. The impossible happened. That Atlanta again, and you go, so that's now Pitts, London, Robinson, Penix. Matt Millen thinks it's outrageous what they've done here. And they take him, and they didn't. It's bad enough what they did, and then more we'll get to that three teams also wanted to move up so they could have got a haul too. But then you don't even run it by Cousins, which is like, what even was he even going to sign there if he knew that was the plan?
Exactly.
Because Cousins the whole time is thinking, give me my money. We can win, make the playoffs. We'll use the top 10 pick, bring in some more help and weapons for me, or at least get some defense and address that. And they don't do it.
Yeah, they were minus 110 yesterday before the draft to win that division. The thought is they're going to go out and get, somebody that can turn into an elite player right away. Who knows? I mean, it's a draft. These guys turn out to be busts half the time anyway. But if they maybe take the best defensive player, okay, now we're cooking here, right? That's certainly a winnable division. You bring in Cousins. Finally, those previous drafts that you talked about, the offense should pop if he can stay healthy. And I love the reporters who were on that immediately, several of them, tweeting out, talk to Kirk Cousins. He's stunned. They never told him. They thought he was told maybe second, maybe third, later on in the draft, not first round. And we have to preface this by saying, if you're new to the show, if you haven't heard any of the show over the previous two and a half years, well, then we need to tell you that we love Michael Penix. We've been talking about him at Washington for 2 full seasons now. Love him. I think he's unbelievable. Love the idea of him actually going this high in the draft. But to the Falcons, hate the pick. Completely unnecessary. Now, I have to say this. When you were gone on vacation, we had a guest on, D. Orlando Ledbetter,
who has been following and covering the Falcons for many, many years. We ran down every scenario in the book. He actually brought this up on the air. He said, don't be surprised if the pick is quarterback. I was stunned, and it went in one ear and out the other. And I never considered even looking for what are the odds for the Falcons to take a quarterback at number 8 or anything like that. And I had people flooding my timeline last night saying, hey, I took a shot. They were finding anywhere between 20 and 66 to 1. But if you bet, I guess that market was available as well. You could bet the Falcons to take Penix exactly at number 8 was as high as 100 to 1.
Yep. Even if I was here, I still, even after he said that, I still wouldn't have considered it and said, that's lunacy. It's the same thing. It's the same thing with the Raiders taking Bowers. Like, why would you do that? You just took a tight end last year with Mayer. Yeah, this doesn't make any sense. So, but also the timing is great, and I can't wait to talk to Lombardi because the article was last week where the front office and McKay and Fontenot were like, you don't want Belichick. Come on, Arthur. We know what we're doing. You don't want any part of this guy. Let's trust our plan and what we're doing, and let's go 7-10 again. And the timing where they come out and they do this. And James Palmer is a respected reporter with over 130,000 followers. He said the Raiders, the Saints, and another team.
The Seahawks.
Thank you. We're all trying to move up in the top 10 to take Penix. So still, you could have got a haul if you're Atlanta, and you don't get it. So now we're good. We're still going to take him. So at the best case scenario is, well, who takes a guy that early and he's going to sit for at least 2 years? Because
yeah.
Kirk signed a 4-year deal, but the 2 of the years are guaranteed and $100 million's guaranteed, so he's not going to sit the bench.
Right.
So this is just, there's a scenario where the guy doesn't play till he's in his late 20s.
Oh, and by the way, he's turning 24 soon. Because of exactly what you just said. So assuming, right, we have to assume that report is correct. All three of those teams tried to get into the top 10.
Yeah.
Then it also means that one of the teams they were probably talking to was Atlanta at number 8. And to your point, they said, nah, we're good. This is our guy. You better hope like hell this pick works out somehow, some way. Maybe it's Cousins going down again with an injury. He steps in and he shines and he's brilliant and he never gives it. Maybe this could be Brady over Bledsoe. Who knows? But to really put the icing on the cake for this, Fontenot in his post-pick presser last night, the GM for the Falcons, quote, if he, meaning Penix, sits for 4 or 5 years, that's a good problem to have because we're doing so well at that position, end of quote. See you later. You're no longer my GM. How? And then the video that came out, it looked like he's trying to explain to Arthur Blank.
Yes.
Well, but now people are saying that Blank may have had some influence here, and he said maybe he was the guy and the reason why they took Penix. The whole thing is just completely baffling.
Even if he turns out to be a good pro and have a solid career, how many years are you going to get out of him? And the fact that he's going to sit for a couple years, right. It's stupid. It's absolutely laughable. I mean, it doesn't. Here's a good point, though. Okay, so when did you fall in love with him? Between the Cousins deal and the draft? Or you loved him the whole time and then you still gave Kirk $100 million?
Great point.
What the hell's going on? What are you doing? But then again, this is an organization who goes, Belichick's arrogant.
Not even our top three.
You're never going to have a warm conversation with the guy, Art. Can't do it. Let's keep what we have here because it's so good. And we don't make the playoffs and we win 7 games and always underachieve. Let's keep what we have here. We got a good thing going. Why would we want Belichick?
You know, okay. And I thought about this right away, too. It took me a half an hour to get my bearings back because I was just rattled. That was like stepping into the ring and taking a couple of shots right away, and I had no idea what the hell hit me. Even the Bowers pick, 13 to the Raiders, like that kind of blew my mind, and I'm still trying to pick myself up off the canvas from the Penix pick like an hour earlier.
Yeah.
I think, honest to God, the Giants at 6 taking Penix makes more sense than the Falcons at 8 taking him. The Titans at 7 absolutely unequivocally makes more sense taking Penix than the Falcons at number 8. And yet both those teams said, no, okay, Danny Dimes, okay, fine. Will Levis, he's our guy. We're going to go in a different route. The Falcons?
Yep. How about, all this talk, how many quarterbacks will go in the first round? Well, how about 6 of them go in the first 12 picks? How about that?
Insanity.
And how Peyton and Denver falling in love with Knicks? Well, we sent him a couple plays, and then he aced that, and then we had to immediately bring him in, and he looked good in a couple drills. Okay, done deal. We love him. He's going to be our future quarterback. Some of this doesn't make any sense. Like, this is a billion-dollar operation, and you have bozos running it. I mean, how is it? But Arthur Blank is a successful guy with a ton of money. How does he sit there with a straight face and let these guys tell him and say, well, you're the expert. I'm going to go with you on this. Now, it's too much what's going on in Dallas where, okay, Jerry, you're a businessman. You're not a football guy. The Super Bowl drought is a big reason why you point the finger at Jerry. But it's also like, you're a smart guy, Art. How are you, led astray by these guys and they have no idea what they're doing? And time again, they're just like, okay, well, I'll trust these guys and I'll trust our football people when they have no idea what they're doing. Mm. Lunacy.
I can't remember having that reaction to a pick in the first round in many, many, many years. Blown away. We went through the same exact thing last night. I was avoiding X like the plague.
I happened to pop
on at that exact same time, and I saw this, and I thought, there's no way that's accurate. That's got to be a parody account.
Right. Well, not only the 100-1, but I mean, it was 65-1. Would Atlanta take a quarterback?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, why would they do that? It doesn't make any sense. And so 200-1 shots cash within the first 15 picks.
Unreal.
And then we didn't have the trades. Or, I mean, it takes until the Minnesota trade with the Jets at 10, and I hated the Jets not taking Bowers, but, you know, and we thought we'd have something early, but that came out. Yeah, Tom Curran had it early, who's a respected guy in Boston, that Patriots are taking May unless it's an unbelievable offer from the Giants or the Vikings, and it didn't happen, and then everything went, you know, it was all chalk there to come out there to start the first 7 picks.
Now, this is juicy. Love this tweet from Adam Schefter, who was doing the work here for Sean Payton. When Schefter tweeted out last night that Payton wanted and intended to draft Patrick Mahomes in the 2017 draft when he held the 11th overall pick, he was ready to turn it in, the card, but before he could, the Chiefs traded up with the Bills, the 10th spot, took Mahomes one spot before Payton, leaving the Saints to draft Ohio State cornerback Marshon Lattimore. Schefter continued to tweet, Peyton feels as strongly about Bo Nix as he did with Patrick Mahomes.
yeah, okay. Number one, I had Jets money line in Super Bowl III. And number two, it's like, as Dan Wolken responded, you don't have to do this in public, Adam. I mean, this is just, come on now.
Yeah.
This is ridiculous, carrying the water here.
Megan Thee Stallion's going to be dancing in the studio in the third hour of today's show.
Yes.
Yeah. Stay tuned for that.
We've had a great rapport all along. Absolutely. I mean, this is just, it's ridiculous. I can't believe it. But it's all it takes is one, though, right?
That's it.
Only one team has to fall in love with you.
Last night defines that with Atlanta at number 8. And so, I don't know. That was I think we only had 5 trades. So all that stuff stayed under. But the Penix pick just tremors throughout the entire league. Also, oh boy, you want to talk about the way that this prop cashed. I would label it as horrific. It's a bad beat. Details next.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
This is Colin Cowherd from The Herd with Colin Cowherd. Angie's List is now Angie, the nation's largest home service marketplace. They're here to help homeowners get all their jobs done well. Angie has helped over 150 million homeowners care for their homes. Whatever your home project, big, small, indoor, outdoor, come to Angie to connect with and hire skilled pros to get the job done well.
Listen, I've got a couple of things in the bathroom in my house. Got to get it fixed. I don't have time, and I'm not good at it. Angie is. With just a few taps on the app, you can have Angie tackle your home service project start to finish.
With over 200,000 pros in their network, Angie makes it easy to research, compare, and hire pros to ensure a job done well. With 29 years of experience combined with new digital tools to simplify the process, Angie makes completing home projects really easy. It's your one-stop shop. Angie can help you find the best price for your project by comparing quotes from multiple pros in just a few taps, or book services at an upfront price based on local data. They get the difficulties that can come with home projects. They get it. Why not make it as simple as possible? Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com. Or download the app today.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now, you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
This is Follow the Money on VSiN.
Start your morning with a daily dose of winning strategies, insider tips, and the latest buzz with the free VSiN Daily Newsletter. Expert analysis, latest odds straight to your inbox, absolutely free. Bill 80 up early. On to round two. And a lot of juice to start. Patriots, Bills. Someone's going to get a good wide receiver, and you have Ayuk, Samuel, Higgins out there maybe to make a trade as well. Thought the Patriots were going to land Ayuk. So VSiN.com/newsletter to subscribe.
So we were sitting on four receivers taken after Jacksonville took Brian Thomas off the board at number 23. Then it goes Terry and Arnold. The Lions traded up to get ahead of the Packers. I can say this. I can't prove it. I have to go. It's look, we were up late, up early here now. I haven't had a chance to look at many of these press conferences. I think the Packers were going to take Terry and Arnold at number 25, but the Lions traded up right in front of them. The way Detroit drafts, this team has turned into like a machine with this event. I love the pick. I love trading up to get Terry and Arnold. I love the Lions. I was looking around last night to bet them to win the NFC. The best I could find was like plus 610. I didn't do it yet. I'll keep looking around today. And then Packers go O-line, Buccaneers O-line, Cardinals D-line. And so because the Bills were at 28, and when the Cowboys traded back to 29, I thought it was going to go Bills receiver, and then potential receiver for the Cowboys if it was still Xavier Worthy. That's the guy I believe that they were fascinated with. Texas kid, super fast. You know how Jerry operates around speed like that in the draft, or guys like that who blow him away. Why would the Bills cooperate with the Chiefs and trade down to help out Kansas City when the thought is they're going to try to maybe move up ahead of Dallas to take Xavier Worthy? And now Andy Reid's already comparing him to Tyreek Hill.
Yes, right. Uh-huh.
That blew me away. But because of that, I think if that trade doesn't happen, Bills go receiver, Cowboys up in the air. I think they might take Worthy if he's on the board. But then I don't think the Chiefs at 32 would take a receiver. But because of all these trades, they take Worthy. The Niners shocked me by going Pearsall. Panthers trade up, take a receiver, seven go.
Mm-hmm.
Over 6.5 comes in.
Horrible. Hurt my feelings. Got me good because I laid significant juice with the under.
You weren't the only one.
You're right. Good breakdown how it happened. Just the fact, even without the shenanigans, it's a tough beat because three of the last four picks have to be wide receiver in that scenario. And it comes in. That was bad. Couldn't believe it.
I could not believe
it. A lot of surprises. We'll never see a draft like this again. I mean, the first 14 picks are offense? I mean, you got to... Yeah, and then right church, wrong pew. I wanted Murphy first defensive player. I bet that. I'm one pick off. I needed same back-to-back years. Last year, I needed Anderson Stroud, not Stroud Anderson. I needed Latham Alt, not Alt Latham. That would have been big. Can't get it there either. But it's
now,
just
why was that now all of a sudden? All of these, again, insiders, right, including Daniel Jeremiah, Peter Schrager.
Yep.
Suddenly just change it up.
Field Yates, another one when we got off the air. He dropped another mock. Also had Latham to the Chargers.
Right. So this is coming in, and that's now five in a row Jeremiah has gotten wrong on the Chargers. Like this, the other ones I can give them a break because they're picking later in the draft. You got to go back and see like how many guys were actually taken off the board at that point by the time the Chargers are on the clock. But yesterday at five, there's no hell breaking loose. No trades whatsoever. They can have their pick, and all of a sudden, it's Latham's in play. If they take Latham, the draft's an automatic winner for me.
Oh, it's huge.
Gigantic win.
Yeah.
Now, I had Alt at 6-1, but I covered it with Esteem on Latham at 26-1, and I also had, like, that number never made any sense to me. I said that on the air. Chargers to take a offensive lineman was minus 125, even for days after Harbaugh came out and made those comments.
Mm-hmm. But well, they also significantly moved the market. I mean, because Latham to go to the Chargers went from 20-1 to 2-1.
And he was the shortest shot in the board to go fifth overall.
So you could at least could have made money, though, because he went off the favorite then to be not only that low price of the Chargers, but the first offensive lineman selected. So you could have come back, grabbed Alt, because the Jeremiah mock and everyone behind him, Robinson, Yates, Schrager, all followed him on that. And the market went crazy with the result of their mock. But it's like, well, how do you get that wrong? How does that happen? Mm-hmm. You're with the Chargers. I don't get it, how you blow that. So in any event, they go Alt, Latham 7, and no good there. But that's still fascinating how that happened. And you thought the trade was going to happen early. Arizona on the clock didn't happen. Patriots, the Giants, according to reports, the Giants never liked McCarthy. It was may or nothing.
So that appearance from McCarthy on the Rich Eisen show was nonsense?
I get. I don't know. Yeah.
Boy, that's strange.
I know. Who knows what to believe, right? But it's flat-out lying season. How it works out. And some teams, I give a lot of organizations, I think, are a joke. Others, you have to respect that they can keep a secret and hold it in. And a lot of organizations did that with some big surprises here, too.
Yep. Over six. That number was still available yesterday. That got as high as, well, the quarterbacks to go over 4.5 was as high as minus $7 at DraftKings. The receivers,
well,
I think.
Think about that. I mean, not only easy. I mean, to think it's decided by the 12th pick.
No kidding. Oh,
and all this talk about Penix, Nixon. Nix is his second round pick, and he goes 12. And then, but we knew yesterday Penix was probably, I mean, if you know, worst case was probably Raiders at 13. He was going early, too.
Yeah, and that wide receiver prop at 6.5 was steamed up. I think I saw as high as minus 450.
Yeah.
That's to go under 6.5. And so you're talking about a take back on the over 6.5 at nearly 4-1 in that territory, plus 350 range. And just, again, the way that unfolded, I incredible. The sweat that rolled into that, though, middle of the draft with the first defensive player. And then how about Dallas Turner slotting like that?
I know. Murphy also was a sweat going 16 to cash that prop.
We'll say
but,
that.
But yeah, Turner falling too, yes.
Chernoff brought that up on the program yesterday. He said one of the most respected bettors he knows, his biggest position was on Dallas Turner over 9.5. Mm-hmm. And I know that was going back and forth here at Circa, I think, for the 2 weeks that it was on the board. We have this audio here going back to Penix 8th overall. And just, we spent the entire first segment on it. We're perplexed by the whole thing. Like many people are. Love Michael Penix, hate him going 8th overall to the Falcons. This is their GM, Terry Fontenot, to the media explaining the pick afterwards.
At the end of the day, if you believe in a player at that position, because if we're all sitting here a few years from now, whenever it is, and this guy's playing pretty good for somebody, regardless of the situation, regardless of you sit back and look back then and we pass him up, you can't do that. If you believe in a quarterback, you have to take him. And if he sits for 4 or 5 years, That's a great problem to have because we're doing so well at that position. So it's just as simple as if you see a guy that you believe in at that position, you have to take him.
Oh my God! I can't wait to play that for Lombardi. His head's going to explode.
Well, what's the now? This is the Atlanta Falcons we're talking about. Huh. What's the reaction if the GM of the Giants, the Jets, if Jerry Jones says that in Dallas, if Howie Roseman does that in Philadelphia, if that takes place in a city where the media are just complete savages, right? They are, I mean, it's going to be scorched earth.
Well, it kind of happened. Remember what happened with the Commanders at the time, the Redskins. They took RG3 number 2. They took Cousins in the 4th round.
That's right.
People are like, what are you doing? And that I could see, I don't have a problem with. And it worked out for him. Here, it's going in a span of a month. Here's $100 million guaranteed in a 4-year deal. And then a month later, you draft a quarterback top 10.
Yeah.
Good problem to have. You can't take a top 10 pick and the guy sits for 3 years.
Yep. Even if they wait until the second, third, fourth round, whatever that is, and they take quarterback, the reaction is going to be, okay, I can see it. Cousins off the Achilles. He's 36 years old. He's not going to be there forever. Could get injured again. Fine. But eighth overall?
No, but I remember the reaction. People are like, this is a hot dog stand. What kind of operation are you running in Washington?
Right.
Why would you do that?
Yeah.
But it's like, okay, well, that kind of makes sense. I can see that. I can understand it. But this, what they did yesterday, you have to put some of the blame on blank, too. Like, why are you allowing these guys to call the shots? Why does McKay have so much power?
Yep.
Why? It's not like you're going to the playoffs every year and you're a contender. You're going 7-10
every
year.
You
have a ton of weapons. But then again, you go offense, as
offense
we said at the top of the show.
Every single year.
Right? And this is a guy who also, nah, I don't want Chase. I want Pitts. And I want, okay, now yep. I mean, you were telling us how great Ritter was not that long ago.
Oh.
Beautiful timing. You don't want Belichick. Nah, that ego. Can't do it. We like what we have in place. We have a good system.
We know what we're doing.
Yes.
Trust us.
Yeah, what were the odds? What if I told you before the draft that the Vikings were able to get McCarthy at 11? How about that?
Yeah, no, I thought one of those quarterbacks would slide. I thought they could.
I was surprised.
Do you not like the look, McCarthy? It is what it is, right? We're not huge fans, but to trade back up and get Dallas Turner, it's pretty good.
Yeah.
Matt Eumann's on the program coming up next. He had a great NFL draft. We'll find out if he likes anything tonight on the board. And any future bets in the NFL as a result of what took place last night.
This is Follow the Money on VSiN.
Welcome back. We're live in Vegas, Circa Resort and Casino. VSiN host Matt Eumanns joins the program. Now, he was on his show, VSiN, tonight, last night, recapping the entire draft. And actually, still, it was going on during his show. And Matt had a great draft. 11-2 with your picks on the website. 18-3 overall, as Matty Ice is here on the Progressive Guest Line. Why do you think you were so successful this year? If you can share maybe like some future advice for the audience, Matt.
That's a good question, because it doesn't go that way every year. Last year, you remember, we did not have a great draft, and it was a little bit of a loser last year. And it's funny because I remember one of our colleagues at VSiN texted me when some things didn't go our way in the draft. We lost some props. He said, "You guys are dumb for betting the draft. That's just random." And I said, "You know what? Stay in your own lane. Stick to your own area of expertise, because we've been winning in this draft every year. Last year, things were a little bit off. This year, the dominoes fell our way, and I think you guys had a pretty good draft too, and most people I know had a pretty good draft. So this one worked out well. For me, it was just several hours of research and reading and watching NFL Network and sifting through the BS to try to find the truth. When I first talked to you about the draft, I thought, okay, all this I'm reading sounds like J.J. McCarthy's going to be a top five pick. And then I slowly started to change my mind. I said, nah, this is not going to happen. So a big key for me turned out to be last night, McCarthy not going in the top five and falling to the Vikings and the trades not happening in the top 10 that a lot of people thought were going to happen, because when the quarterbacks went 1, 2, 3 and Daniels going number 2 was a big key for me in this draft too. Daniels going 2 and then Drake May going 3 instead of McCarthy. That was really helpful to me, because then J.J. McCarthy did not go in the top 5. The Chargers took Joe Alt like I thought they would. That was a prop of plus 475. They took him at number 5, and it was off to a great start through the first 5 picks. So, believe me, it's just a lot of hours of research and reading and trying to make, educated guesses on how this thing's going to turn out. And it happened to turn out really well last night.
Yep. Well, you're a real one. I mean, a couple of years ago, you had a top 5 mock for media members and everyone all around the country. How good it was with how it landed. Did you get scared at all with the Alt bet and number, because you had 5 respected guys in a span of 12 hours who mocked Latham to the Chargers?
Of course, because Daniel Jeremiah of NFL Network, who's a radio guy for the Chargers, You would think he's plugged in. He's got great sources with the Chargers, right? And then the night before the draft, he mocks J.C. Latham, offensive tackle from Alabama, to the Chargers number five. And I texted somebody. I said, well, this could be trouble for Joe Alt at number five, because that's not coming from nowhere. Daniel Jeremiah is getting that from somewhere.
Yep.
And it turns out Joe Alt is the pick after all. I saw Brian Baldinger on NFL Network last week saying, if there's a dream pick for Jim Harbaugh, it's got to be Joe Alt, offensive tackle from Notre Dame, the Chargers. I thought so, too, because what's Jim Harbaugh do? He builds – first thing he does when he builds a team is build a dominant offensive line. He did it at Michigan. That's how he flipped things at Ohio State. And Joe Alt, 6'9", 320-pound tackle at Notre Dame, who allowed two sacks, a total of two sacks his last 2 years, I thought would be the building block for Harbaugh. Unfortunately, it turned out that way.
Well, I want to invoice Adam Hill. A little help, Adam. I could have used that info with a 101 ticket here at Circa. How about the hometown team going Bowers?
So what happened is and I talked to Adam a few times before the draft. The Raiders really like Michael Penix, and there was a good chance they're going to go Penix, or if they went cornerback, they're going to go Terrion Arnold from Alabama, and he ended up slipping, but what happened was Penix is off the board with, you know, absolutely baffling move by the Atlanta Falcons to take him at eight. The Seahawks and Raiders also like Michael Penix, but he's off the board. The Broncos make a major reach for Bo Nix at number 12. And then at that point, what do the Raiders do? They say, hey, we're going to take the best player available. I don't blame the Raiders for actually taking Brock Bowers there. No, he's not a need. But also, you got to project down the road. What's the best thing for our football team? This is an offensive weapon, you know, maybe a Travis Kelce type of guy. And you've got to give. You don't have the best quarterbacks. You got to get him a lot of help. And I think Bowers at that point probably makes more sense. The more you think about it, even though none of us mocked it that way because we didn't really think the first 12 picks of the draft would turn out that way. So. The more I looked at it, the more I kind of liked the Bowers pick. The Raiders still got some work to do here in the rest of the draft because they got some holes to fill.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, the way I look at it is we hear this all the time, right? You take the best player available. Well, have we not called Brock Bowers maybe the best player in college football for like two or three years now? I mean, at that point, then in theory, he's the best player available despite that team taking a tight end last year.
Exactly. Even though they took Michael Mayer from Notre Dame, but hey, the Patriots worked for the Patriots when they had two great tight ends. And I love tight ends and an offense. So, yeah, I know there are a lot of people who are going to knock the Raiders for taking Bowers. But like you just said, Mitch, we've considered him maybe the best football player in college the last 2 years. Raiders get him at 13. I don't know how you can knock that pick.
Yep. All good points, you know, and what they did with Gronk and Hernandez as well. How about what you think could happen today right off the bat? Now, with the Patriots and the rumors with Ayuk, I mean, Matt, you're looking at this. If you're Buffalo or New England, Debo, Ayuk, maybe Higgins are available here. I mean, you could trade or go with a wide receiver early in the second round.
Yeah, I think what the Bills probably should do is get one of those wide receivers from Buffalo, from San Francisco, if they can swing a trade, because they don't have anything close to legit number one after you lose Stephon Diggs and Gabe Davis. Adonai Mitchell, the wide receiver from Texas, I think is going to be the Bills' pick. That'd be the first pick of the second round today. If they don't make a deal, I do think it's going to be Mitchell. Now, it's interesting because I mocked in my only mock draft. I had Mitchell going 28 to the Bills. And I had Xavier Worthy going number 32 to the Chiefs. And I thought, man, this is a big mistake if all these teams let Worthy slip all the way to the Chiefs at number 32. Worthy has the fastest time in the history of the combine, a 4.21 40. He's like a DeSean Jackson or a Tyreek Hill type in that offense. Well, the Chiefs trade up to 28 and get Worthy. What are the Bills going to do with the first pick? I think it's going to be Adonai Mitchell if they don't make a trade. And by the way, the Chiefs going for a three-peat, this offense is looking a lot better than it was last year. Not only did they trade for Hollywood Brown, don't forget about that. Rashee Rice was coming on at the end of last year. So you got Kelce, Isaiah Pacheco, Rashee Rice, you got Hollywood Brown, and now you throw in Xavier Worthy, a 4.21 40 guy.
Yeah.
Patrick Mahomes took that team to another Super Bowl win with a below average wide receiver core, and now you definitely have a above average wide receiver core. So I think the Chiefs are going to be even better.
Yep, and I can't believe the division price as well. I think they run away with the division again. So you mentioned you cashed the McCarthy prop, and his dad had that right, that he would wind up with the Vikings, a small plus price there. How about what Peyton and the Broncos did? One thing to take Knicks, but then they take Knicks at 12.
Yeah, Michael Lombardi was in last night, and I was talking with him the day before the draft, and or last night during the draft too, and he says Sean Payton loves Bo Nix. So Payton thinks he's a quarterback genius, and he sees something in Bo Nix. So if that's his guy, he didn't feel like it was a reach at 12. The rest of us think it's a major reach. And the one thing I'll tell you about these Pac-12 quarterbacks, you got to keep in the back of your mind, they have high, high completion percentages. A lot of these guys are making short, quick throws, boosted their completion percentages, but they also face really soft pass defenses in the Pac-12. And what happened when Caleb Williams faced a really good defense when USC went to Notre Dame? He looked terrible. He threw three picks, and USC got blown out 48-20 in that game. It's going to be a different world for these Pac-12 quarterbacks when they go to the NFL. So I think Knicks to the Broncos at 12 is a major reach. I thought they should have taken Brock Bowers in that spot.
Yeah.
And
That
left Bowers for the Raiders at 13.
So, Matt, other than Mitchell maybe going first off the board tonight, have you seen anything else that you like? I see that at DK, they have Will Spencer Rattler go in the second round at 2-1.
Boy.
Pretty high.
The way teams are reaching for quarterbacks right now.
That's the thing.
I think you might take a shot that Rattler is going to go at some point. You're late in the second round. How many teams still need a quarterback? The Raiders. I guess you could say the Seahawks. I don't have any information right now from anyone who says that Spencer Rattler is going to go in the second round. So that would be a little bit of a guess. Yeah, I did not see many props up for the second round, but Spencer Rattler is going to go, I would think, late second or by the middle of the third round. Maybe you take a shot at 2-1. What do you think, Mitch? I mean, these teams are reaching for quarterbacks. How many teams left need a good quarterback? And who loves Spencer Rattler? Those are the dots you got to connect at this point.
I'm gonna lean no, because his draft position was much higher than going in the second round. But you're exactly right with the way that teams have been reaching for quarterbacks. 2-1 is not a big enough number for me. Matt, we got to fly. Excellent job with the draft last night. Thanks for the time. We appreciate it. Have a good weekend.
Okay, you bet. Thanks.
There you go. Matt Youmans, the show VSiN tonight. Joined us on the Progressive Guest Line. Up next, more of a recap from last night across the sports betting world. In win-lose, and I'm seeing offensive rookie of the year numbers already available. Caleb Williams, unbettable.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is Colin Cowherd from The Herd with Colin Cowherd. Angie's List is now Angie, the nation's largest home service marketplace. They're here to help homeowners get all their jobs done well. Angie has helped over 150 million homeowners care for their homes. Whatever your home project, big, small, indoor, outdoor, come to Angie to connect with and hire skilled pros to get the job done well.
Listen, I've got a couple of things in the bathroom in my house. Got to get it fixed. I don't have time, and I'm not good at it. Angie is.
In just a few taps in the Angie app or clicks on the site, you can have Angie tackle your home service projects start to finish. With over 200,000 pros in their network, Angie makes it easy to research, compare, and hire pros to ensure a job done well. With 29 years of experience combined with new digital tools to simplify the process, Angie makes completing home projects really easy. Renters, you can use Angie too for moving, installations, or cleaning. Angie can even help with extremely specific projects. Just tell them what you need, and Angie will find the right solution for you. Get started at Angie.com. That's Angi.com. Or download the app today.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Were you a winner last night?
Wow, winning.
Or was it a rough one?
Well, they can't all be winners, can they?
Loser! You're a loser!
Molly Howard recaps the night in sports betting in Win Some, Lose Some.
You can tweet, email the show, send in your tickets. If you cashed any big ones last night, Raiders to draft a tight end here at Circa, 100-1.
Anybody bet it that you know of?
Jared, who works here, got 65-1. Put 100 on it. I don't know why he would bet it, but good for him.
Wow.
How about that? He tweeted out the ticket. That is wild. Falcons to draft a quarterback was 65-1. Falcons to get Penix, also 100-1. What a way to start the draft within the first 15 picks. And it ties the record, 1983, with the six quarterbacks. Well, how about six quarterbacks going the first 12 picks? Daniels, last week was $1.30 to go second. Got as high as 20,000. Penix, under 32.5. Over minus 190 to under plus 245, but then got as low as 21.5.
Yeah, that was
so
like
with the draft position.
An hour before the draft started.
Yeah. Latham, 14.5 down to 10.5, and then heavily juiced to the under with all of it as he goes seventh. Not fifth, but okay, we'll take it. Exact order, first five picks, paid $750. Broncos, first pick offense, yes, plus 125. Cavs magic over, 199.5 up to 202.5, and Orlando plus one went off a 2.5-point favorite, led by 43 in the game. I didn't think they had it in them. What a job by the Magic.
Did it change your mind about the series now at all?
I could see them. I could see it being a home team series, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
That was alarming what happened. They also started 0 of 9 for the game. Couldn't make a shot. And then they just erupted the Sixers from 3.5 up to 5.5. Embiid with 50 as the Sixers saved their season with a big win and they cover. The A's plus 235 beat the Yankees. The Hurricanes, $1.50 up to 175, beat the Islanders. NHL playoffs, road teams have won 7 in a row now. And June 4th, clipped on FX. They showed the trailer yesterday. I'm excited.
What is it called?
Clipped. It's about Donald Sterling and the tapes and the fallout and what happened after the TMZ stuff. Ed O'Neill plays Donald Sterling.
I can see that.
Lawrence Fishburne is Doc Rivers.
Oh, totally.
Yep. They got the spray on hair as well. And Jackie Weaver, who is the mom in Silver Linings Playbook. No parlay. No. She's a ringer. A dead on, spot on. She plays Shelly Sterling.
Good name for a show, too.
Well, yeah, look, I'm looking forward to it. Yep. Should be good. Lose some. Bears second pick. Tight end from 27-1 down to 4-1. Marvin Harrison over 4.5 plus 330 went off plus 130. Latham to the Chargers 30-1 down to 2-1. McCarthy under 5.5 minus 150 juice. White Sox lose again 3-22. Second worst start to a season since 1903. One of the wins was against the Braves, which is wild.
Do you mean second worst for the White Sox?
No,
for
all time. All time.
Baltimore, obviously.
All time, yep.
0-21 or?
Was it 18? I'll look. But that second worst start, first 25 games since 1903. Oh, it's bad. And the Lakers lose again. They had a nice lead against Denver. And the Nuggets took them out in the second half again. Russell was atrocious. Lakers plus one went off a 2-point favorite. I hate when people do this because they want to like brag that they're at the game, whatever. But if you looked at the body language late in the game, it's not good.
No.
That they've lost 11 in a row to the Nuggets. This is LeBron James, the Lakers. It's championship aspirations and title hopes. They're down 0-3 in the first round. I mean, I'll be shocked if they win Saturday. I really would.
Looks like 21 games to begin for the Orioles.
Okay.
1988.
Subscribe, be part of the team, VSiN.com. Our radio and podcast friends, you always want to see these tweets and videos. Thanks to Ace who sent this. Ace approves. I don't get it. He was out yesterday, and here's the guy. We talked about this Monday, but I know we have a friend, Tony, who's in delivery, and he says he likes to back in, but he'll never do it in a parking lot. The back in parking, and it happened again when I was coming into work here, and there's no one around the guy. It's like, what, do you have to make a quick getaway? But between the time and everything that has to go in it.
Hey, you were once a portly fellow.
Yeah, that's right.
You have a little bit of a sweet tooth.
Uh-huh.
Bosco here. Can you back in?
Okay. Yeah, I can, but I would never dream of doing it.
I think there are two types of people who do this.
Okay.
One, the arrogance is off the charts. Two.
Why do you say that?
Oh, because they're like, look at me, I'm cool.
It is a look at me.
A lot of times it's like with a really nice car. You're right. It's by nobody else.
You should never do it in a parking lot and make people wait.
See, I do it only when cars are not around me a lot of times.
Okay.
Because to me, if I have to go in between two big trucks, it's way easier to back in at that point. And don't forget about this. I dread parking lots. I can't trust humanity. I don't know if people are going to be on their cell phones, dropping stuff, not paying attention. Looking out like this,
yeah,
not good. I don't know. So I want to be able to move like this and I can see everything in front of me. Because how about people in parking lots who walk down the middle and they take their sweet ass time to never get that? Yeah, that's I want to run them over.
Yeah.
But I have to deal with that crap.
Yeah.
So to me, it's easier when I'm backed in and I can get out of there immediately.
Yeah. Yep. Couple dog videos, as always. Couple lose some. Keep them coming. Look at this guy here. He's digging. The dog is digging a hole in the dirt and his buddy's behind him and he's throwing it right in his face. It's like, little fella, you got to get up and move. You're going to get a bath here.
Just sitting there taking it.
Yeah, I know. The guy's digging a hole and the other guy, he found a nice spot to hang out. It's coming right at him.
This used to happen all the time when I was growing up with our two dogs. Shelby used to do this to Kirby all the time.
Yeah?
Oh, it was
throw
so
the dirt
stupid.
In his face?
Oh, all the time. Yeah, and yeah. Kirby would not get out of the way.
I feel bad for this guy. He likes the cardboard box. He's playing, but it's like it's stuck on his head and he's running into the wall here. Like he wants to play and he's got the box, but then he can't see it. It's obstructing. He walked into the car there.
Concussion.
Yeah. But it's, and then in the wall and then the car and the truck and then back into the wall. It's like, come on, big fella. I mean, you can't play with the cardboard box if that it blocks your view. Can't see him, big guy. Two bad beats. Padres $1.40. They led the Rockies 8-3 in the eighth. They blew it. And you're right. I had this under 6.5 wide receivers. Three of the last four picks are wide receivers to get to 7. And the last two, and then the trade, that everything went in it as well. Come on. Can't believe I lost that. Don't miss out on the NBA playoff action at DraftKings, official sports betting partner of the association. Through the finals, DraftKings has you covered. Same game parlays, in-play betting, odds boost, so much more, all the props. Download this app and use code VSiN. New customers bet $5, get 200 bonus bets instantly. Code VSiN only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
They already have up markets here after last night's draft for Offensive Rookie of the Year and Defensive Rookie of the Year in the NFL. Before the break, I said Caleb Williams, unbettable. He's 2-1.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if you want to bet 2-1, if that's available in late August, okay, yep. I can see that.
I love this Bears team.
Oh, how can you not?
Is he the best Bears quarterback in the last 40 years?
Without ever playing a game?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to say yes.
I think he is.
Oh.
I mean, you know what you had with Jay Cutler. But that was, you know, big arm, but it was.
I don't see, and I'm going to say yes to that.
I think there's a, yeah. Well, I like my odds, though. This might be the best Bears quarterback thing.
But they had their choice there because the way the draft was unfolding. And the stupid Falcons pick right in front of them. They could have gone best defensive player available if they wanted.
True, yeah.
Right? They could have gone Brock Bowers, who was available.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't think they were going to. Never bought into that because I think Komet's pretty good.
Adunze?
He's right there.
I thought that would be the pick. Yep. I thought the Jets were taking Bowers as well. That was, damn.
Yeah. But
I'll tell you what, though. If the Raiders can get a quarterback, Adams, Bowers, Mayer, I mean, you got some
Jacoby Myers?
Yes, right.
I don't hate it.
But I tell you, there was a lot of Minshew negativity last night on several broadcasts, and I'm not going to stand here for it. I'm not going to tolerate it. I mean, you can't give Steichen all the credit. If the running back catches the ball, they win the division. So
that's true.
You can't just say and be negative with Minshew. I mean, but certainly he's an upgrade over O'Connell and what they had in Jimmy G too. But the Raiders have weapons now,
mm-hmm.
and they don't really see Bowers as a tight end. They just see him as a versatile player and a guy who's going to wreak havoc. So
I don't see. My first reaction was, oh boy, what are they doing? Until 5 seconds later, it kicked into me. Well, he's maybe the best player in the draft.
Sure.
And why can't two tight ends work if they keep Mayer? Right? I mean, it absolutely worked out with the Patriots for a while. That was unstoppable with Hernandez and Gronk. Up next, some NHL. Jonathan Davis on the program. Covers a sport, SiriusXM. He has a plethora of bets on the card tonight. Find out what he likes coming up next.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it on. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule-release to learn more.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX this Friday and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.